Hello, this is Lenny.
Hi, Lenny, this is Greg with Telematics here at Vermeer, Texas, Louisiana. I got a message that said you had a couple of questions about telematics and Vermeer One. Wanted to see what I could help you out with.
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
Oh, sorry about that, Lenny. This is Greg with Vermeer, Texas, and their telematics department. I got a notice that you had a question about Vermeer One.
Yes.
And what can I assist with, sir? I happen to be the resident guy who knows a little bit about that.
Oh, good. Yes.
So how can I help, sir?
Yes. Someone did say last week, someone did call last week about the same thing. Was that you?
That probably was my teammate Mario, but he works with me. He's probably smarter than I am, but you know, he taught me everything I know.
Yes. Sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Greg.
Well, it's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week. And, you know, she is very smart, I'll give her that, because, you know, she was the first in the family to go to university, and she passed with distinctions, you know, we're all quite proud of her, yes. So, she was saying that I should look into this sort of thing. So what more can you tell me about it?
So what Vermeer One is, and the broad term for it is telematics. So most of the Vermeer machines, especially anything built after, I'd say, summer of 2024.
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again?
The telematics, it's telemetry data on our large machines, so drills, our trenchers, and even some of our smaller machines, like some of our brush chippers and things of this nature. Some of our smaller skid steers are starting to get it, but what it is it's kind of a fleet management program. So you'll get notifications in through email if you sign up for it, or text messages, where if something is going on with the machine, an error, like saying there's water in the fuel or the air filter is restricted some way, the machine will alert, and through the Vermeer One telematics system, it will send you an alert. It also sends us the same alert here at the dealer, and where me and my team with Mario, what we try to do is we also get these and we try to reach out to you guys to say, hey, this is what's going on with your machine, so that hopefully if it's something major, we can catch it with you before it becomes something catastrophic and the machine is damaged in a way that it can't be repaired. Something else that this system allows us to do is it keeps track of the hours of the machine so that you can tell when a machine is getting close to have service due to it without actually having to be at the machine. So you can be at your home on the computer and you can see how that machine is being used without having to go out into the field and actually go look and say, oh, well, it has this many hours on it. This is what it means. It's also a way to have all of your machine information in one place. So you'll also have any warranty information about your machine right there, one click of a mouse button. You can see anything and everything about that particular machine without having to go to, my email's over here. I kept my purchasing receipts over here. Or my operator's manual is behind the seat somewhere. All of that information is available inside Vermeer One, and it is paired with the utilization data, so you can see how much fuel you have used. And when the engine was running, you can see I used this much fuel when it was just sitting there idling. I used this much fuel when the machine was working, when it was doing something. You can also see how many hours per day you ran the machine. So then you can do a little quick math and say, well, if I'm running the machine 10 hours a day, 5 days a week, I will need a service about once every 6 weeks. So you can really kind of control your fleet, plan for things, see things coming before they happen so that you don't get surprised by things. And that's something that we're really trying to avoid, is nobody likes surprises, and that's what we really try to build this system around, and why, you know, my teammate Mario and I reach out to people and we say, hey, no surprises here, just letting everybody know. So it's really kind of exciting. Well, so
Could you say that again, please?
Oh, no worries. So your eldest, Larissa, your third eldest, was very correct. This just allows all the information about your machine to be in one spot so that you're not surprised by anything and that you don't lose anything. So again, you'll have your warranty information on your machine in the same place that you could see how many hours are on your machine. You could also have the digital access to the owner's manual for your machine. You'll also be able to see when past services are due. If they're done at one of our Vermeer locations, it will also appear there. So it's the easiest way to explain all of that is it's a great way to just manage your machine without actually having to be on the machine. You can see so much about it without actually having to go look at the machine itself. It really helps when, you know, your machine's on the other side of the state and you don't want to drive over there to see it.
Yes.
And the added benefit that you have with us here at Vermeer, Texas, is that you have a dedicated team to this system. Between myself, Mario, who reached out to you, and my other teammate, Howard, we try to keep an eye on these things, and we are always here to answer questions. And as I tell everybody, I'm not the smartest man, but I'm surrounded by a lot of smart people. So if I don't know the answer, I can find somebody who does.
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
Vermeer, Texas, Louisiana.
Well, you know, here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. But, yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week. Now, you know, that happens, you know, but that really hurt. And sometimes in family, you know, these things are quite important. You know, they're more important than any, you know, job or phone call or whatever it is.
I would agree, but I also say that if you don't get in trouble every once in a while, you're not trying hard enough.
Well, yeah, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Hello? Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. Are we having connection issues?
Yes, sorry. I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not so good. What were you saying again?
Oh, I was just saying, you know, I can appreciate the getting in trouble, but at the same time, you know, if you don't get in trouble every once in a while, you know, you're not trying hard enough.
Well, you know, with the world finances the way they are, I know, you know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean, how is this going to how is this going to work?
So I'm really, really happy that you brought that part up. So, like I said earlier, there's a lot of fleet management, and we know that quite a few times when your machine is not running because it's in the shop for just normal maintenance, oil change, that can take a lot of time out of your day. That can take a lot of time where that machine is, you know, not earning you money, right? So what this allows us to do is this allows us to plan out for those downtimes. So there's a counter in there that will tell you how many hours a day, you know, down to that kind of level of detail, how many hours a day you're running that machine. So we know that we have to get a service on a machine every time it runs 250 hours. So we can tell based on how many hours a day you run when your next service is going to be. And that's huge, because if I tell you today, the last day of June,
that does sound good. I mean, you have been very patient with an old man here. It's something that I've been told that I should be looking at. My third eldest, Larissa, I think I mentioned Larissa before. Yes, she said that I should be going for something like this. You know, what is most appropriate for the time, and I guess whatnot. Sorry, could you just hang on for one second?